UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's her birthday today.
Is it?
Yes. So would you like to, we wanted to clear some time here. Would you like to say anything to her? Would you like to sing happy birthday to Kiki, your favorite IG model? I mean, is there anything you want to do here?
And James Strebel.
Happy birthday to you, Kiki. Take more pictures with Jessica and dump Tate Martell.
Who's Jessica?
Oh, who's Jessica? Well, that's a whole other thing.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a big thank you. You know it's a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's a Witch Wednesday here on, or at, I should say, ESPN Louisville. Thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today. We've been telling you about their extended hours at both of their locations. Now, location number one, the Hurstbourne Lane location. The other one, Brownsboro Crossing. They're now open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is 7 days a week. You can order online, witchwitch.com, select delivery, curbside, or carryout. You can also call or visit the store to place your carryout and curbside orders as well. They're also offering individually packaged box lunches for catering. I always laugh when I read that now because Locke did it again.
He did.
He did it again today when he was doing the Witch read.
He did.
Thanking Spectrum that they picked up the Witch box lunch.
Yes,
for
he did.
Maybe you want to do something for the community. Witch offers individually packaged box lunches for catering. We had one of those at Spectrum News 1 just on Monday. We had the Witch box lunch.
Spectrum News 1.
Spectrum News 1.
Play that again, Mitch. Play it again.
Maybe you want to do something for the community. Witch offers individually packaged box lunches for catering. We had one of those at Spectrum News 1 just on Monday. We had the Witch box lunch.
Why did he say it like
almost
that?
Died. I don't know. It's great. Because he knows that we're going to do what we just did.
Yes.
So, Witch not only helping out ESPN Louisville, but also Spectrum News 1, your 24-hour news source, weather on the ones, and Governor Beshear's press conference every day only on Spectrum News 1 and SpectrumNews1.com. Anyway, you can...
I did the
entire read.
Yes.
You can also try the ESPN Louisville Special Large Witch for just $6.80. That's a great deal. That is for call-in orders only. Witch Superior Sandwiches. Again, those locations, the Hurstbourne Lane location and the Brownsboro Crossing, they're open lunch and dinner now, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go to the app. Go to witchwitch.com. Did you see, by the way, the story? And I'm sure this is something that Mark Ennis has brought up over on 93.9 The Ville. By the way, Mark Ennis will join us at about 5 o'clock today. Pat Forty will join us at 4:40. Mm-hmm. We got to get Strebel out of here at the end of this segment. So let me do this. Mitch, is there anything you really want to play for him over the next 25 minutes before we get him out of here and he leaves and drives to a vacant parking lot to have a kindergarten graduation today?
Yeah. I feel like we have to play the Locke and Archie sound since he was involved in that, sort of.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with that. Well, let's get to that here in just a second. Did you happen to see the story And this came out, boy, I want to say close to about the time we went on the air. No, closer to 2 o'clock. I apologize. I didn't see it till literally as we were going on the air. That, of course, because they need more upgrades, Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. Mitch, I don't know if you've seen this. Alabama.com has learned that more than 10 people have tested positive for the coronavirus. Let's see, the number could be much, much higher. There was lack of transparency about the outbreak. They don't really know the exact truth. They've shut down the job site, and now that it's shut down, obviously, it's going to take a lot to get this going back again.
Right.
You're looking at a situation where maybe some of the gaudy expansions and upgrades to Bryant-Denny Stadium are not going to be happening. And this is just... how we deal with, and I don't know the answer to this, and so like Indiana, we joke you know, a lot about it, and you guys were right, by the way. It was Sunday they were going to open the pools. Now it's Friday.
Yeah, they moved
it up. So you
guys
were right. Well, I knew it was the weekend. I remember having the conversation, but now they moved it up 2 days. And by the way, that's an easy thing to do. That's a good job by Governor Holcomb in Indiana, announcing that it's going to be, what, Sunday? You know, right, Sunday? Sunday, and then going into Monday, and then just say, and everyone's going to praise you, and Governor Beshear continues to go backwards on this. And I do agree with Diener on this for the most part. And then you say, well, I'll move it even 2 days, you know, back even two more days.
Sure.
Like, it's not that big of a difference. All it does is earn you more goodwill, and that is a slam, that is Holcomb slam dunking on top of Beshear.
Exactly what that
it
was.
Absolutely is.
Yeah.
I will say, and I don't know the answer, and we hit on this a little bit yesterday, and we'll talk with Pat Forty in a half an hour. So many people in college football, and I have to be honest here, and this is like, this is not against even the locals have said as much. I mean, Vince Tyree, Vince Tyree and Neely Bendapudi and
Barnhart. I mean,
Mitch Barnhart. I'm trying to think of Eli Capiluto, but I know he has had some quotes that have been out there, and that is, you know, we're coming back in the fall, and you know, football, and Gene Smith of Ohio State is very upfront with, oh, no, we're coming back on football, and we think we could put 30,000 people safely in attendance, okay? I saw that today. Gorn Gee of West Virginia, Diener talked about it. He had the quote this morning, we need to not be scared. We need to do a dance.
Do a dance.
Do a dance with the coronavirus. And Gorn Gee, remember, a week ago, the president, former president of Ohio State, now president at West Virginia, comes out, and you know, this is the second time he has said something. He's like, we're playing football, no matter what. He said it last week, even if I have to suit up. And, of course, he's an old, frail
man
with white hair, okay, and that's the joke. And here's what I'm going to ask Pat Forty this, and he's not probably going to know any either, but what do we do? Do we believe in the purity of these choices? And that is the discussion going forward, okay? And I don't mean to open the pools, okay?
Right.
So you can go to the Owl Creek pool with some people, okay? I'm with Drew on that. But I mean, in general, when Indiana says, oh, yeah, we're opening stuff up 75%, okay?
Yeah.
When you hear you can be now around 100 other people, even though you go to Kroger or you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, now the mall, you understand you're going to be around more people.
Right.
But it's to me, the next step is college football and football in general seem very confident in, and I don't know if that's just them being boisterous. I don't know if that is them being loud, and don't mistake loudness for confidence, right? Or cockiness. I don't know the answer, Strebel, because they seem like everyone has been like, no, we're doing a college football season, and they're hell-bent to having someone in these stadiums.
They want
to having people
bad.
In these stadiums. And so you're going to welcome, and the problem that is here is, I'll give you a great example. Like, I got some buddies that work at Ford. Well, Ford needs to get back making cars.
Yeah.
So there is a necessity. There is a big-time business. Hey, we got to get back at it.
Yeah.
The different, Is that what's going on in college football? And if that's what's going on, that's what's going on. And that's not even the athletic departments. Gene Smith or Vince Tyre or Mitch Barnhart or whoever the hell replaced Fred Glass can say whatever they want. But these university presidents are also set on, we got to get the business open. In other words, there is a level of concern would be the wrong word. I think there is a level of panic, right? There is and maybe alarm is the word, that if it doesn't happen, if they don't have however many tens of thousands of kids in the fall, okay, at their public universities, that there is going to be a massive, massive, massive problem, right? And then you can wrap in sports with that, with how much college football funds everything in the athletic department. And when you get that level of, our business might die.
Yeah.
Our business might fundamentally change to where now we can't be just throwing money around in any sort of way, that puts people's backs to the wall, and that makes you do something. It might make you hurry something up. That's the argument for Governor Beshear in some of these things, right? To bring us back around to politics.
Full
and
circle,
I don't know in sports, okay? And I'm not saying that U of L or Kentucky or Indiana or Western Kentucky don't have the best interest for their students. But what I'm saying is there is the business rub here.
Absolutely.
Of we got to make money. We can't. We normally have the economic boom of 20, 30, 40,000 students in this area. We can't take that to nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's on the academic side. That's on the university. And then obviously you're not going to have bare campuses and be running football players out there.
No.
Good luck passing that one. And so they know they're shaking each other's hands. Here, I mean,
they
athletics needs the presidents, and the presidents need the athletics, okay? And so it makes it sound like I'm trying to say they don't give a damn about the kids. But I'm wondering, when you factor that up against how much money and how critically injured you are going to be as a corporation, you start saying, you know what, we're playing football. You start making these plans and being cocky. And listen, I'm good with this. People say, oh, Andy, you're a snowflake. You don't want to see football. Dude, no one wants to see football more than me.
Right. Right. No, I know. I think we're all with you on
right.
that.
Right. I mean, I want football. So I'm wondering that dynamic. And the only one that we have had who has put any delay is Philip Fulmer. In an odd way. And it was like a 2-week delay. And he lost.
He
got buried.
Yeah.
And no one came to his defense in the SEC.
Nope.
And everyone, you know, overtly mocked him when that came out. So I don't know the next steps. College football, and I would say the NFL, they're just going.
Like they're going.
They're predicting the future. And if Lachlan McClain, the data changes, then they may change. But there is an air of confidence, leadership. We're doing this. This is the way it's going to be. And I don't know if it's the right thing or wrong thing. I'm just noticing that they are as confident as anyone else in sports. They are exuding confidence much more so than the NBA, more so than Major League Baseball.
I 100% agree. And I didn't expect that. I figured that the sports that everybody would look to would be the NBA and the MLB because that's their
– they would be first.
They're first. Their seasons should be going on right now. NBA postseason should be kicking off right about now. And you have the MLB getting ready to do the All-Star break and everything coming in July. And they're both still delaying. Like I think a few NBA facilities have opened up here and there. But, no, you're exactly right. I think with the universities, the presidents, and the athletic directors saying – they're weighing the cost. Okay, what's the cost of opening versus what's the cost of staying closed? So if you stay closed, what does that mean? Does that mean that not only people start losing their jobs,
I think they know.
But the university closes down? What's
Strieble, they know.
They do know.
Strieble, they know. What I'm saying is they didn't need to run any numbers on that. I'll give you a great example. Ross Dellinger, who works for Sports Illustrated with 40. We'll have Pat 40 coming up at 4:40. Mark Ennis at 5 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680. He said on a college sports webinar, Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick. With a chilling message regarding long-term impacts of coronavirus on universities. Quote, We're going to lose institutions. We'll have a number of them that won't be involved in college education in 3 or 4 years. What I'm telling you is they know that. What I'm telling you is Louisville and Kentucky and Indiana and Western Kentucky and EKU, they can't go in the fall with no one showing up. They can't do it.
They can't do it.
They can't. And,
You're exactly right.
And college football cannot not play.
Yeah.
The TV money. The TV. Listen, the Rip, we have done this. Listen, we have done this segment 100 times. The only reason I bring it up is things are now opening.
It's in motion.
In society, you have people who are tired of a lot of this. Okay. It does matter locally because Indiana is a lot faster in all of these things.
Well,
okay, then Kentucky and Bashir, and there's some big time people who are going to have to be dealing with Bashir on all of this.
Well,
university presidents, there's a lot of big public institutions in the state of Kentucky, and you throw on top of it June 1st, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, voluntary workouts, going to have a month or so, I think, there. And that's a good thing. The argument would be, and this will be my last thing, the argument would be, and Pat Forty wrote about it, and he had like Gottlieb and Danny Cannell, of all people. Of course, Gottlieb and Cannell coming over the hill. And I don't really think there was an argument today on Twitter. And their point was, you know, Pat's point was, if you cut these, you know, Thanksgiving, you're done. Mm-hmm. If Thanksgiving, you're done. When you leave in November, the students are going, the football players are going to stick around.
Yeah.
And he was just asking the question, again, you have them doing something.
Yeah.
Them taking a risk and not making the money that an MLB player right now
is battling
over.
Yeah.
And he was asking that question. And their point, and I agree with both of them, is the football players stay there anyway. The basketball players are going to be staying there anyway,
which is
mostly true. And the other thing is, this is what I do believe. I do believe if you get everyone on campus, the students are the football teams and basketball teams are safer being at campus, being on campus, than going home.
I agree with that.
Because
as well.
when players go home, like the NFL, they need it. Like, they're watching their players get. I mean, the Giants had the Baker kid.
Yes.
Get arrested. They're watching
arrested,
players get in trouble. It's like, we got to start this.
Oliver got a DUI
the other night. It's like, we got to get these guys back into football, or more players are going to get in trouble.
More shenanigans, absolutely.
Yes, and so I think for Kentucky and Louisville and Indiana, you keep them close.
Yeah.
I happen to think it's a sacrifice for them. But all we do is ask the players who get paid nothing to sacrifice.
Right, exactly. Well, and
that's all we do.
A point I want to circle back to is, like, is this going to set up a potential battle with some of these governors? You know, if the NCAA and the universities are saying June 1st.
I don't think so.
You think they'll be okay with it?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you've already seen several governors come out. And, I mean, California admitted they were wrong. I mean, we brought it up last week. Do I think it's going to be in unison? No. Do I think Kentucky is going to be slower to adapt to everything? I absolutely do. And I don't know what the fallout to that is. But obviously, Kentucky and Louisville are going to have kids coming back on campus. It's just like what you're seeing with public universities is what you are seeing at all sorts of workplaces across America. So your wife has now texted back.
Yes.
All right, well, go ahead and set this up for people.
Okay.
So what do we do here? So
you're
going to a kindergarten graduation.
Yep.
You're dressed up like you're going to Easter dinner.
Yes.
Okay, and so I had you text something to your wife.
I texted her, "Hey, honey, what do you think of Andy riding in the back seat with Kellen, giving college basketball takes on the radio while the twins graduate?" And she texted back, LMAO. ! So she that tickled her. She thought that was funny. So good. I'm glad that's how she reacted.
That's not an answer.
I think it's also not an answer.
I think she understands
so
that.
Yes
she,
or
I,
no?
I think she'd be okay with it. I think she would welcome it. I do. She.
All right. So answer back and say, okay, we'll try not to make too much noise.
Okay, we will try to be as quiet
as possible and say, and during the graduation we'll replay Bobby V interviewing Larry Vaught.
We will play Bobby V.
What's another random
giving coronavirus?
No,
takes.
Interviewing Larry Vaught.
Okay, interviewing.
I don't need you to change my art here. Okay,
interviewing.
Does your wife know who Larry Vaught is?
She has no clue. I don't think she knows who Bobby V is.
Oh, go to hell.
I'm sorry. She doesn't pay attention. The sports she pays attention to are vastly different than the sports I pay attention to.
Well, you pay attention to volleyball, too.
Yeah, I'll sit and watch, depending on the teams. But she likes a lot of the Olympic sports. She likes watching gymnastics and softball and things of that nature. So she doesn't follow sports the way I follow sports.
Oh, she should write for the Crunch Zone.
she should, because they as we all know, Lula loves all of their sports.
Yes, they love all of their sports. Let the jokes sit. Let it sit.
I know.
Texter, poor Diener and his first world problems.
It's not just Diener, though. That's the thing. It's everybody in Kentucky.
Oh, goodness. What take did you have on your boy Buttermilk? Stoops proving everyone wrong. Number 22 on this list of top 65, all the Power 5 coaches. He is number 22. Virginia's Bronco Mendenhall is 23.
Which delighted
me. It's like CBS Sports knew the joke around the office.
It really is.
And they did it. I actually think I would have Stoops ahead of Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern, who was 21.
Sure.
So if you had him at 21, I wouldn't even gawk. But, I mean, I'm not going to read the list. Go to CBS Sports. Do you have any take on that, though?
No, I think it's the right spot.
I think it's the right spot. Do you?
And I do.
Well, you're really going out on a limb there.
No, I don't think he should be in the top 15. I think top 15 to 25 range is perfect.
But, wait, again, thank you for not going out on the limb.
I know.
That Mark Stoops isn't a top 15 coach in the country. I mean, by the way, Gus Malzahn's 18.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, he had that one season where he had the national championship appearance and lost, and then since then people thought he would continue on that trajectory, and he just hasn't. But
yeah, Stoops had that one season.
He
had that one season.
If he – I think he wins 8 games this season in Kentucky, he becomes the winningest football coach in the history of the program. And they factored that into it because it's been Dreck for decades.
Mike Gundy's a 13.
Out of here with that. I mean, what's he – Gus Malzahn's done more and probably has a better win percentage than – why do they love him?
Oklahoma State, I don't know, because they always win like 8-9 games.
They consistently win 8-9 games.
But they love him.
They're what Louisville fans thought Bobby was going to be.
Yes.
Like 9 wins.
That's
and
a great
it was just going to be 9-3, and I was going to be the jackass saying, why is Louisville always 9-3? And then they went 2-10, and it was like, damn.
Whoops.
Hope they can get back to 9-3.
Yeah. Well, he puts up 50 points a game. He loses like 55-50 every single game. Never has a defense.
Listen, I'm with you.
I
don't like the guy.
It's not just the mullet and the persona and all the crap that he says. He's just average. He's not that. Everyone acts like he's this big shot in college football. Like they defer to him on coronavirus. Like, what are your thoughts? Who gives a crap? He doesn't even win. What's the biggest bowl game he's ever been in?
I mean, Fiesta Bowl. He's been in a big bowl like that.
Okay, one.
Yeah.
Okay, congrats. A lot of those coaches have been as well. Bob Petrino was in an
Sugar Bowl.
Nice pivot.
Yes, Bob Petrino. Yeah, Toy Strong won a Sugar Bowl, for crying out loud. He's out of a job.
He won the Sugar Bowl and the Sugar Bow. He won both
he
of them.
Win both.
Mitch, play some sound here before we get Strebel out of here, and he goes off to this kindergarten graduation. Before we do that, so what do we have?
You want to do this Locke and Archie thing?
You're damn right.
Yeah,
you know I do.
I mean, is there a more generic, mediocre coach in basketball than Archie Miller, who's been at IU 3 years and hasn't gotten over 500 in the Big Ten, has not made an NCAA tournament, would have been the last ones in if he made it this year and would have lost in the first round, and he gets Christian Lander and freaking Big East, he's getting chesty. Like, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong that Archie Miller was able to recruit one other five-star other than Romeo Langford. But you talk about a guy who takes me being wrong on one tiny little element of Archie Miller, which is he could recruit one guy who's a five-star other than Romeo Langford. By the way, his other recruits, Jordan Geronimo, not top 100. Anthony Leal, not top 100. Trey Galloway, not top 100. Archie Miller's not a great recruiter, Easy. You know this to be true. You know this to be true. But irrelevant, beyond that, he's not done anything for the program. Like, he's not done anything. You are so irrelevant, Big Easy Zach McCray. Indiana basketball is so irrelevant.
He's right.
And the victory lap that that Big Easy and Andy Sweeney are doing because Archie got one recruit. Like, you talk about missing the forest for the trees, so I'm trying to decide whether to punch down, honestly, and come back at Big Easy. But you know what? I just did it on the air, so I'm not even going to get into a Twitter beef.
Punch down on Big Easy.
Ramon, get off Strebel.
Ramon.
Well, I don't want him to dirty up your
it's okay.
Fake vineyard vines there.
These are very fake vineyard vines.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah. Who's by vineyard vines this except for Patty Ice?
This is Izod.
Yeah, we Mitch, at this point, does Strebel need to tell us his clothes are Izod?
No.
No, I don't think so. Is there anything else you want to play?
That's the very first brand that popped up in my mind.
Of course it is.
What brand of polo is Strebel wearing right now? Izod. Like, yeah.
I am not sold. Not going to be sold. How about win an NCAA tournament game? And maybe I'll be sold. There's my new criteria. Win an NCAA tournament game, and maybe I'll be sold. Doesn't mean I will be sold. You can't come back. Gotcha. You said if you want to. Doesn't mean I will. Maybe. That's step one. Win an NCAA. Make an NCAA tournament. Let's set the bar really low for the program that used to be prestigious and respected and is now completely irrelevant.
He buried easy.
He's given Archie the Calipari treatment.
Oh,
he's moving
goodness.
Goalposts, saying that the program used to be relevant and used to be so much better. And
we'll get Big Easy in the 5 o'clock hour to respond to Lachlan McClain. I think Mark Gates will appreciate that. Any parting shots for you? You got to get out of here.
Yes.
It's nearly 4:30. You have anything to say? Is there anything else you want to get off your chest today?
I liked. I get to it, but just real quick. I like the thought process of Evan Daniels saying Devin Askew, the number one starting point guard. Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
Okay, I meant to get to that with
you. We can
do
it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm here the whole time tomorrow. Yeah. We can get on tomorrow.
Give us 30 seconds on that. Go.
Okay, Devin Askew should be the starter. As Evan Daniels pointed out, he's a knockdown three-point shooter.
Oh, God.
He's already been working out there with B.J. Boston and Terrence Clark. They got the chemistry going.
Darren Collison.
Let's
so he gave
go.
The honk take. There we go.
Yeah.
Strebel's out of here. More
later,
take
man.
Next. All right, well, Strebel Waddle's out of here. Let me tell you about our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online today, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. Ramon is all over you today, isn't he? Look at you. Oh, yeah, he doesn't want you to leave. He's all jacked up. Dogs are going to start barking here in a second. He's biting your – he's trying to bite your butt, too. That's also what he does. He likes you. There you go. BJ Heating and Cooling, trust the experts that I have used. They've been in my home, seen my wild dogs. They replace Strebel's HVAC unit, and they can help you as well. Whether it be your business or your home, indoor temperature control is what they do. They are on call 24/7, 365. If you do need a new unit, upfront pricing for anything. And right now, for those rooms that are difficult to heat up or cool down, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. After teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant Mini Splits are quiet, efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. Give Barry and his team a call today, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bear ain't going to ride in my F-250. He farted in there.
Bear states. Bear chews tobacco.
Does McCray Milling have an employee named Bear?
You know they
who
do.
Stinks up the porta potties? Yes or no? At ESPN 680. I'm kidding, Mitch.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All All right, it's The Take on a Wednesday. Streeble's out of here. It's me, Andy Sweeney, hanging out with you another hour and a half or so. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's Studios. And a reminder to use that promo code RadioXL, RadioXL, for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. And when you're on PapaJohns.com or the app, of course, get that no-contact delivery. You get the hook up there. Also, our good friends Kroger would like to say thank you to all their loyal customers for continuing to shop with them, and also their associates working hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger, they're still hiring. Immediate openings available. Been the better part of 2 months or so. They've been hiring with immediate openings available. Apply today, jobs.kroger.com. We will have Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated join us here in just a second. Mitch, Texter wonders about the mic. Has the mic been fixed? He says you sound better.
It hasn't been officially fixed yet. Nikki the Boots, Redneck, engineered this thing, which basically meant he just taped it up. It's just taped it up. Yeah, it's just taped to the. It's just taped to the arm. Like I don't know how else to explain
it.
That's fine.
It was
working for now.
I am reaching out to Keith Pointer because we have Zion Williamson court documents, and I don't even play like a lawyer, so obviously I don't know anything about those. We will get to that later on in the show. We'll probably do this. I don't know if Mark Ennis will care about any of this. We will do a Murray Minute coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We need to reach out to Big Easy. His feud over Archie Miller with Lachlan McClain heated up today on the Midday Rush. We can get to that as well. We've talked a lot about Kenny Johnson. We'll get Pat Forty here in just a second. We'll ask him about that. Obviously, the Kenny Johnson news coming out last night, WDRB. I want to get to that. One thing, and I dropped the ball in getting with this to Streeble, was Evan Daniels today, and we will play this sound later on. We will force Mark Ennis, Mangus 22. We will force him, if you will, to give a take on Kentucky basketball roster construction. But I bring it up. He had Devin Askew, Devion Mintz. He's probably not going to start, you know, because everyone thinks, well, early on, Devion Mintz is going to come in. Why would you, you know, come in to Kentucky to be a bench player and all of that? Well, Mintz is going to come in, and at least initially, he's going to start before you kind of hand things off to Devin Askew. And do you think that's something? I don't know. I don't know if that is a Calipari way to do things or not. I think Gilgeous Alexander, if I'm not mistaken, didn't start to begin the year, right? I'm not crazy with that. I don't believe Gilgeous, and then it was like one of those things where like, okay, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like the team this season is going to run through him, and it did. But most of the time, instead of then, you kind of know who the guy is. So it's interesting, and he has seen these guys play, whether it be at the college level, or of course, Devin Askew at the high school. Do we have Pat Forty? Because I don't want to start, you know, two, three other things.
I'm about to call him right now.
All right, Mitch, I thought you were calling the last 2 minutes.
Sorry.
I was giving a generic Devin Askew take. Oh, goodness. I was just giving a generic Devin Askew take. Well, he might be the starter. Well, he might not be the starter. Well, is that interesting? Like, I don't know. I guess everyone's thought it's Devion Mintz. I guess that's my point. And he's thinking, it's going to be Devin Askew. And that would obviously be three, if not four, guys starting. And good God, if you're Devion Mintz going to Kentucky and, you know, being the seventh, eighth guy. Being the seventh, eighth guy. I think everyone thought he would just start. Texas says, did Andy forget when Mitch already explained that the mic was redneck engineered? I did, yeah. 437-9680, Mitch with the 80-yard touchdown pass on that Sports Center while the process is still punting. That's a good one. We'll get more back to the text line here. Reminder, Mark Ennis joins us at 5 o'clock. Pat Forty, at by Pat Forty, our good friend, usually maybe here in the next few weeks. We will be face-to-face in some sort of way. He's from Sports Illustrated, finger on the pulse, obviously, of what is going on in college football, in college sports, and much more. Has an article up today about the Kentucky Derby, and now we know exactly what order the Triple Crown will go in. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay, Andy. How about yourself?
Oh, we're making it. I think quarantine's getting to me a little bit, Pat. I got to be honest. I think it's finally catching up with me, 9 weeks in.
I think it's getting to everybody. I don't know. I'm seeing, like, on social media, a lot of snappy, angry people today. And I think maybe, like, the onset of Memorial Weekend just reinforces the fact that summer's coming and we're a little bit screwed up here.
Yeah, and again, you can't gauge with you know social media because everyone's mean and nasty on social media and ready to battle over just about anything. How has have the kids been able? When do they get to go? When do your kids get to get into the pool? When did that exactly happen in Kentucky? How has that changed your life?
Well, I don't know. Well, that's a good question. The news that Lakeside's not going to fill the main quarry, which means a 10-lane, 50-meter lap area is not going to be used as a big blow to swimming in Kentucky and in Louisville. So my daughter's actually been in Fort Myers training at an apartment pool, a condo pool, for like a month. And she's coming home in a week.
Wow.
And we'll hope she can get in the pool when she's here. But we don't know which one and we don't know when.
Goodness, yeah. We've been following it on the Diener end as he is waging war now against Governor Beshear for the, you know, the community pools and everything else. I'm over in Southern Indiana. We're good to go, Pat. You understand? We can do just about anything over here. Pat 40 with us. All right. So the news coming down today. One more step towards getting college sports going. I think in the last couple weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks, I think our conversations, Pat, have changed quite a bit with the confidence from ADs and university presidents. And more states are opening, and you know, governors are being obviously more confident, if you will. And now we will, June 1st, some activities will get going. How big of a step was this? Let's start there, your general thoughts, and then I have a couple different pointed questions as we get ready to, you know, essentially play a college football season in a couple months.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big step, you know, to just at least be able to have players on campus and going through drills and things like that. You know, I think that that's at least getting the ball rolling, even if they aren't using footballs when they do these drills. So, you know, it's a start. We'll see how it goes. I think there's, you know, going to be a lot of protocol and procedures put into place, and small groups and testing and quarantining and all those sorts of things. And then I think it's just going to be a question of, do they stay healthy? And beyond that, the secondary question to that is, how many tests, positive tests, are enough for people to pull the plug on things? You know, is it one test? Well, that's, you know, that's going to happen. Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 20? And, you know, is there a concern that, okay, these guys are test positive, but they're not sick, so then what do we do? You know, I mean, I just think there's going to have to just be a lot of going through the process and then figuring it out as we go, what people are willing to deal with, to see if as we get closer to a season.
Were you surprised that Philip Fulmer was the one whose name leaked out, that he was like, hey, let's move this back a couple weeks?
Well, I mean, that's what I heard. I only heard that from one source. I don't know whether that's 100% the truth or what.
Right.
But, you know, if that's the case, I mean, he wouldn't have been the guy I would have guessed, that's for sure. But, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm, you know, we have to have guys on campus doing drills now to have a season on August 29th. Mm-hmm. You know, I know football coaches and players, especially the coaches, are antsy because they must miss spring practice. They want more and sooner. I think that you can wait till June 8th, June 15th, and still be able to have plenty of time to get everybody doing all the stuff they need to do. But, you know, if it's June 1, then it's June 1. We'll see what happens.
Pat 40 with us here. He's from Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. A couple different things, Pat, and appreciate the time, and we'll get you off here. Just for me, last thing on this is we talked about this in hour number one. And listen, we understand that this is a business. It does seem like even, you know, with months to kind of talk about it, that universities and presidents and ADs and college football coaches and, you know, today Gene Smith, well, we think right now we can put 20, 30,000 people in for a football game, and everyone's being very confident in the academic world and the college football world that we are going to have a season, and all these, I guess, tens of thousands of students are going to go back in the fall and go to school. How much do you question, am I just negative? How much should we question the purity with that? In other words, there is a business that has to run. And we know if they don't play football, what's going to happen to athletic departments. We know if, you know, 25,000 students, you know, at U of L or 40K in Bloomington, if something close to that doesn't happen, the economic, you know, shortfall, downfall, whatever, that's going to be there, and it's going to be immediate. I mean, is there – I just don't know how to – I don't even know the question because I don't know how to feel about it. I feel like they are as confident as anyone that they are going to be playing – and there are people at stake here, and we don't know what's right. We don't know what's going to happen. And when you get this much money involved, it makes you make decisions in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, I think yes, but I think your starting premise that this is a business and they're acting to protect the business is very valid. And you know, I think that a lot of the outward confidence has been probably directly related to, get your checks in now because we're going to be going. Get your buy your season tickets, re-up your season tickets, or get your tuition payments in. And then if we have to walk it back, we'll walk it back. But they want the money coming in, so all appearances are going to be, yeah, we're going. Now, you know, will that be the way it plays out? We'll see. It may end up being the way. But I think there is an overselling so far of everything's going to be fine just to get people who are on the fence about whether they want to make a tuition payment or on the fence whether they want to re-up season tickets to do so. So, you know, is there a little bit of brinksmanship maybe going on there? Yeah, I think so. Then, you know, yeah, are we playing with fans? Are we not playing with fans? And then who gets the tickets? Who don't get the tickets? If it's 30,000 people in Ohio Stadium, that's one-third, less than one-third capacity. Who gets them? So they got to figure all those things out, and who wants them? I mean, that's the thing. Just because the athletic department says, hey, we're playing, that doesn't mean all fans say, okay, I'll go. You know, we're going to have to wait and see what the appetite is for fans to go and get in back into a stadium. I think a lot of them will want to, but I think there's a significant number that will be pretty leery about it as well.
Last college football, I want to ask a Derby horse racing question, and then obviously Kenny Johnson, some news there. I want to ask that as well. I always battle, and I don't know what it is, okay? What are your thoughts on Mike Gundy? This is out of left field. Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy. Is he a great coach? Is he a good coach? Is he a top 10 coach? What's Pat Forty's thoughts on Mike Gundy?
As a coach?
Yeah, as a coach, I just don't know how much I like him. The mullet's just not, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people like Gundy, and I don't like Gundy. I don't like Gundy.
I'm not a big Mike Gundy fan.
I think he's a good coach. He's made
Oklahoma State a consistent winner, and there's not really any rational reason for Oklahoma State to be a consistent winner other than they've invested heavily, T. Boone Pickens, and then I think Gundy's been a good coach there.
All right, well, there we go. So we agree with that.
I mean, I think he's an aggressive, combative simpleton to a degree who thinks that he's much smarter than he actually is and just can't understand why everybody else isn't as smart as him when we're actually, most of us are smarter. So there's that.
There we go. No, I appreciate it. I think we've talked about that at some point. The Kenny Johnson, I don't know if you read Eric Crawford's piece. You know, through open records requests, the NCAA does have phone records, text message records, and some bank records back all the way to August 2017. What did you make of that? What do you make of him talking to the NCAA on what April the 9th while he was still employed by LaSalle? How much did that add to your thinking of the story?
Not much. I mean, you know, it's information. I'm not surprised that he talk to the NCAA. He had to, basically, if he wanted to keep his job. He had to supply records and comply with their requests if he wanted to keep his job. And then, lo and behold, he lost his job. And I will go back to the fact that I was astounded that LaSalle ever hired him. I was amused, I guess, by the fact that LaSalle refused to ever answer any questions about why they hired him and why they kept him. And then all of a sudden he gets named in the notice of allegations. Like, oh, Kenny, you got to go. Really? Imagine that. You know, we'll see what comes out of it. I don't know, you know, what his bank records or text messages or any of that showed or said to the NCAA, but certainly they felt like they had enough information to file major charges against him.
All right, so there's the Kenny Johnson stuff. Yeah, we talked about it. It just adds more questions, really, right? Just adds more questions, and we don't know the answer to any of them. You wrote at SI.com. Obviously, now we have the Triple Crown is set. We know exactly the dates, and we know how that is going to look this season. What interests you the most coming up in the Triple Crown season with the Derby being second this time around?
Well, I mean, I like it. I think that instead of it being, you know, a real mess, I think they did the best they could out of this. And I'm kind of anxious to see a Triple Crown that I think has some advantages over the traditional Triple Crown. For one, I like the fact that there's more space between the races. I thought that three races in 5 weeks was not the way modern horses are raced or conditioned or even bred. And so you're asking them to do something that's completely unnatural. So I think this is much more in line with a typical race calendar. I think pushing it back in the year, you know, the Belmont's only back 2 weeks, but the other's back further, gives horses more of a chance to mature and develop and be better and hopefully more sound also, and be able to handle, you know, what's being asked of them. So I like those things. I'm fine even with the Derby being second, you know. I mean, why it's for 1 year, and yeah, it's okay. Let the Belmont bat lead off. Let the Preakness bat clean up. And
you
know
what?
Let's go. It's a little difference. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah. It's going to be fine. Let's see what happens, and I'm looking forward to it.
Pat, always appreciate the time. Take care. At this time next week, if we talk on Wednesday, will you have the beard? Or will it be gone?
I get my hair cut and shave is next Tuesday, baby.
Oh, Tuesday. So, okay.
Yeah. By Wednesday, I'll be a new man.
Well, there you go. All right, Pat, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Sure. All right, Andy. We'll see you.
All right, Pat 40 with us here. He's from Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. Has had, through quarantine, he's been writing, it seems like, I don't know, three, four columns, Mitch, a week or so. So maybe here in short order we'll be able to be face-to-face with Mr. 40. Mitch, is our guy Ennis, is he done? Should we take a break here? Are they done over on 93.9 The Ville yet?
Yeah, he's getting settled in.
Okay.
Going off the beard comment from 40, that's a good question. Is as places are opening up, do I stick with the mangled mess I call a beard on my face,
or do I
shave it off?
You know, we'll bring in Ennis on this. Ennis is in a different spot, I think, than us. He has kids, and so I don't know how much that changes things. I have fallen into, in the last 8 weeks, I mean, I don't want to say a slob, but there is a level of comfort, right?
Yeah.
There is a level of comfort, and now it's like, now I have to dig myself out of, it's like you have to go back, right? Like, when you've been doing roughly the same thing for 8-9 weeks,
it becomes a routine.
That's a long time. Yeah, I've developed completely different routines, and some of the routines that, like, I want to keep going. Like, at some point.
Yeah, I mean, quarantine.
One of the routines is wearing basketball shorts every day.
Yes,
like,
I'm going to miss that.
Like, well, no, what do you mean you're going to miss it? You can still pull that off. You saw what Cooper wore every day to the office.
Yeah, I like dressing up just in case. Just in case.
You do. You know what? You do. You dress well at work. I will not
I mean, quarantine presented opportunity for me, because when I always try to grow the beard, and then I just get disgusted by it, and I shave it off. But no one cares if you're wearing a mask, and no one cares what you look like in public now. So I don't know if I want to just, you know, stick with it and see what happens, or now that places are opening up, I'll get to, you know, hang out with some people. Do I shave it off? I don't know. I guess I'll have to make that decision
this
weekend.
Dude, I'm totally with you. Like, when do I go back? When do I go get my haircut? Like, I don't know. All these guys had it lined up. Monday, I'll be there at 10 a.m. Tuesday. I'm like, Pat Forty knew, right? Like, the second it became,
the AG has, like, 30 appointments this weekend or something like that. Something crazy.
Who from the office goes to the AG?
Blankenbaker.
Blankenbaker. I have heard that Locke does once, although I received a message that Locke's hair looked a little blacker, a little darker, and maybe he's been doing these. Sources have confirmed
Buzz Baker
to me. Well, who else is it?
Process doesn't, or he did it once.
Process
I can't
is a traitor. Yeah, we can get to the Process in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh boy, yeah, we need to take a break.
Process. Let's take a break. Mark Ennis is coming up next. It's The Take. We'll get Ennis in here. We're hanging out with you on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.